Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 65 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Arlo Barnett.
And I'm Brian Courtney.
It's a very complicated issue. It's one that I wish we would have dealt with years ago. It would have been much simpler to deal with it. It's really a major problem now.
Judge Executive Walter Blevin says he thinks Rowan County could handle the budgetary fallout from possible changes to the state pension systems.
Maysville is still recovering from the impact of recent hurricanes.
And Greenup County is busy weaving up a welcome mat for Brady Industries.
In sports, Major League Baseball playoffs continue today.
Bud Luke brings us the stock report.
Clear skies with a low of 42 tonight. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The man accused of a quadruple murder in Lawrence County, Ohio, May, is set for indictment tomorrow. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
The Daily Independent reports authorities plan to indict Aaron Lawson on murder charges for the killing of four last Wednesday. The victims are 43-year-old Tammy McGuire, 50-year-old Donald McGuire, 25-year-old Stacy Jackson, and 8-year-old Devin Holston. Another victim, Todd Holston, was attacked but survived. Prosecutors say they intend to take the case to a grand jury following Lawson's indictment and plan to seek the death penalty if he is convicted. No motive for the slayings has been reported, though authorities say there is a familial connection between Lawson and the victims. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
A traffic stop led to a meth bust in Floyd County. EKB News reports a deputy recognized 30-year-old Lakin Harris as having an active warrant. Harris and passenger 38-year-old William Castle were both arrested after the officer discovered bags of meth, a set of scales, a gun, and several pills in the car. Harris and Castle both face several drug-related charges. Castle faces an additional charge of endangering the welfare of a minor. His 13-year-old son was in the vehicle at the time.
A new federal indictment claims a fugitive Kentucky lawyer involved in a Social Security fraud case had help with his escape plot. Will Clark has more.
A newly unsealed indictment alleges Curtis Lee White, an employee of fugitive lawyer Eric Kahn, opened a bank account that was used to transfer money out of the country. It also alleges that White tested security at the U.S.-Mexican border at Kahn's direction and purchased a pickup truck for use in Kahn's escape in June. The indictment charges Wyatt with aiding in Kahn's escape. Wyatt's attorney says that his client is expecting to receive a summons for a court appearance this week. I'm Will Clark.
A London, Kentucky man is behind bars after police say he stole a bottle of Mountain Dew and stabbed a man. According to WYMT, 30-year-old Robert Collins was arrested at his home Saturday morning. The incident occurred at the Shell gas station off of State Route 192. Collins allegedly left the store without paying for the soda. He returned hours later and was asked to leave. Collins then became irritated and brandished a knife. The store manager says he then stabbed a bystander who was attempting to escort him out of the store. His injuries were not considered serious. Collins is now charged with assault. He's housed in the Laurel County Detention Center.
The key to fighting opioid addiction in eastern Kentucky is education, doctors, and kids. That's according to former Drug Enforcement Agency agent Robert Stutman. Stutman offered his suggestions to community leaders in Letcher County yesterday. He also spoke with WYMT, saying medical professionals should carefully consider when to prescribe opioids.
This is when you need opioids. This is when you don't need opioids. If you're going to prescribe opioids, this is how you control it. First, learn about it, and then be honest. You don't preach to kids. You're not that pastor. You have to talk honestly to them.
Stutman says eastern Kentucky is the bullseye of the opioid epidemic for several reasons. It's rural, people get hurt on the job, and doctors tend to quickly prescribe opioids for pain.
With an announcement expected soon regarding the future location of Moorhead's new police and fire station, Mayor Jim Tom Trent is breathing a sigh of relief. Trent says the project is one that he's worked on since he became mayor in 2014. And never thought it would take so long just to find a suitable piece of property for the facility.
When you sit down and you think, oh, we can put it over here, there's a piece of land. Oh, we can put it over here. Like I've told you over the last 2.5, almost 3 years, one thing or another, either cost, or either easements or either, you know, the ability to get a fire truck in and out, or there's just so many things that have gone through. And, it's taken much longer than I thought.
Trent expects the city to announce next month where the new police and fire station will be constructed. Construction on the $4 to $5 million facility will likely begin sometime next year.
Greenup County's work to accommodate the needs of the incoming Brady Industries plant is rolling along smoothly. That's according to Economic Development Director Bobby Allen. He says the county's primary concern is upgrading the area's infrastructure.
That is something we are actively working on each and every day. When we say infrastructure at this point, you know, we're talking, you know, well beyond bridges and roads. It is working on internet access, cell phone capability, and ease of use. And those sort of infrastructure needs, running fiber internet access to as many parts of the county as we can. So it's still a work in progress. You know, every day it changes a little bit, but those are the types of things that we're trying to establish.
Allen hopes the additional 550 jobs will incentivize the development of other businesses. He says the county is in contact with hotel chains and would also like to see the opening of additional restaurants.
The hurricanes that hit Texas, Louisiana, and Florida earlier this fall have had an adverse impact on Maysville. Mayor David Cartmell says the storms ruined the facilities of several of parts suppliers for a number of factories in his city, which has led to some layoffs at those places.
You know, when you don't have the product there to the raw product, the raw material to make the product, it's just difficult. And I mean, there's so much that comes out of Texas in particular. There is so much industry there that, I mean, we depend on Texas. A lot of the industries here do.
However, Cartmell expects that situation to eventually improve and those workers who have been laid off at Maysville plants to return to their jobs.
An old college dorm in Bracken County has been purchased by the Augusta College Echo Hall Association. WMKY's Cody Robinson reports.
The association purchased one of the two Augusta College dormitories earlier this week, according to the Maysville Ledger-Independent. Echo Hall was built in the early 1800s to accommodate male students attending the college, which is one of the first Methodist colleges in the world. A flood in 1997 damaged the building, and it was initially scheduled for demolition, but a group dedicated to restoring the building was able to convince the owner to sell the property to them instead. The Echo Hall Association has set up a GoFundMe page to raise $20,000 for the building. Fundraiser money will go directly to cleaning up and restoration of the property. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
We'll get right back to your regional headlines after this quick break.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery in historic downtown Maysville. JCK Rising star Judy Powers will be at the gallery on October 19th from noon to 6 p.m., to showcase her collection of fine jewelry and discuss custom pieces. As a sustainable metalsmith, Judy Powers uses recycled metals and diamonds and ethically sourced colored stones. Details online at eatgallery.com and on Facebook under Eat Gallery.
Rouen Judge Executive Walter Blevins estimates the county could take a $400,000 budget hit as the result of the expected reforms by the Kentucky legislature to the state's financially troubled public pensions. While Blevins says, while that's a blow the county may be able to absorb, he thinks the state needs to look harder at tax reform and other methods to help create new revenue streams to pay off its $33 billion pension debt.
I think the General Assembly is looking to look at casino gaming as well, but I think all avenues of taxation and any way we can raise dollars is going to have to be on the table if we're going to solve these problems.
Blevins would also like to see the county employees' retirement system split away from the other state pensions, saying it would be able to more easily fund itself.
A large number of state employees have been ending their careers in recent weeks in fear that Kentucky's legislators will leave them without pensions. Lawmakers are currently working with the governor to modify the pension system. They're reviewing advice from the PFM group, which recommends increasing the retirement age to 65 for most workers and forcing most current and future employees into 401k-style retirement plans. For those already retired, the consultancy group recommends taking away all cost of living benefits the state and local government retirees received between 1996 and 2012. State Representative Regina Huff is a teacher in Whitley County. She says her office has been flooded with calls from worried state employees, and she's worried too.
And we go into this career knowing that we're never going to get wealthy. However, we see it as a continuum of salary from the beginning of our career until the end of our life.
The teacher's retirement system has received applications from more than 120 members who have decided to retire on November 1st of this year. That's up 64% from last year.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says the expansion of association health insurance plans could take more than a year to implement. But as Josh James reports, the Republican predicts it will create more leverage for many consumers.
Critics of Paul's policy prescription, now becoming a reality thanks to a presidential executive order, say association health plans would fragment and destabilize the small group market and open the door to cheaper, skimpier plans. In an interview on Fox News, Paul acknowledges the decision could make pre-Affordable Care Act plans available again.
It does loosen up the regulations, and it's unknown whether you'll get some that are catastrophic plans that really are high deductible and don't cover much, but you also may get the leverage to get even better plans.
The Bowling Green lawmaker says large groups like the National Restaurant Association will have greater leverage to negotiate with insurance companies. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A few months after its public announcement, a Coast Guard auxiliary detachment is being established in Maysville. Tom McQueen, FC-55, flotilla commander of Northern Kentucky's Flotilla 55 and member of the Coast Guard auxiliary, wanted to establish in Maysville since July. McQueen is giving up his position as flotilla commander in Northern Kentucky to oversee the growth of the new detachment in Maysville. A detachment consists of less than 8 members and would not have a physical location, but instead would have an established meeting place such as the public library. There are 3 members in the Maysville area associated with the Northern Kentucky group who McQueen thinks would be strong introductory members to help get the detachment off to a good start.
A Lexington man is in the hospital after being shot early this morning. According to WKYT, police say the victim is in a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The man was shot once in the upper body when 2 people approached him on Cross Keys Road around 2 in the morning. Police continue to search for the suspects.
A Richmond man is accused of attacking a disabled woman in Lexington. According to the arrest citation, Nicholson broke into the woman's home and sprayed her with mace. The victim's caretaker came home to find the victim on the bed while Mr. Nicholson was on top of her. According to the witness and the victim, this is when the man left, along with a purse with $900 in cash inside of it. Nicholson is charged with burglary.
A judge has ordered Kentucky State University to let the Attorney General examine some documents about alleged sexual misconduct of some of the school's employees. The University of Kentucky student newspaper asked to see the records last year, but Kentucky State University officials denied the request, saying it would disclose private information. The newspaper appealed that denial to Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear, who has jurisdiction over the state's open records law. Beshear asked to view the documents in private before he made a decision on whether they should be public, but Kentucky State University officials refused to let Beshear see the documents. Judge Thomas Wingate ruled Friday not letting Beshear look at the documents, quote, could only thwart the public interest of transparency in government.
And ending the newscast on a lighter note, October is Anti-Bullying Month, and a big part of it is Safe Schools Week in Kentucky. Suzanne Duvall with KNN reports.
Safe Schools Week is designed to raise public awareness by educating students, staff, and community members about bullying prevention and conflict resolution. Karen McQuiston is Resource Director at the Kentucky Center for School Safety.
We know that anti-violence and all that we stand for and all the safety issues that we work on, they need to be full impact. They need to be year-long. They do not need to be 1 week. They do not need to be 1 month.
This year's School Safety Week theme is Get Involved and Get It Solved. Stop the Bullying. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
We are back with the weather for today. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 42. On Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky with a high of 72. Wednesday night, a clear sky with a low of 46. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 73. On Thursday night, clear skies with a low of 46. Friday, sunny with a high of 75. Friday night, light clouds with a low of 50. And finally on Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high of 77. We're here with the current temperatures. In Ashland, it is 65 degrees. Winchester is 64 degrees. Inez is 65 degrees. Flemingsburg is 64 degrees. Lexington, 65 degrees. And here in Moorhead, it is 65 degrees.
The time is 4:45. You're tuned in to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm Arlo Barnett here with Brian Courtney. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. In lieu of our usual feature segment, today we have a special testimonial from a former MSPR employee, now working as a classical composer and radio host in Tampa, Florida. Here's a voice you may have missed.
I'm Tyler Klein. I'm a composer based in Tampa, Florida. I work as an on-air host and sound engineer at NPR member station WUSF and classical WSMR, and I'm a graduate of Moorhead State University. During my time at MSU, I was fortunate enough to work as a student staff member at Moorhead State Public Radio. While both of my degrees are in music, I still work in public radio today, and on a daily basis, I utilize a set of skills I first learned at MSPR. I know that my story is not unique, as there are many other examples of my former MSPR peers out there in the world doing great work, and it's work I don't think would have ever been possible without a place like Moorhead State Public Radio. That is only one of the many things that your pledge goes towards. Listener support is the number one source of funding for public radio stations, and I believe that's how it should be, because this public radio station, Moorhead State Public Radio, is a vital part of the community. It serves the community with vital national and local news. It offers classical music to soothe your nerves. It's an outlet for more eclectic types of music, like alternative, folk, bluegrass, and it does much, much more. This radio station is an advocate for the arts and education in this community, in Moorhead, and in the greater Eastern Kentucky region, and that's made possible thanks to your support. Your pledge also supports the many hard-working student staff members like I once was, that power this radio station. I've learned since leaving Moorhead State that to have this kind of staff made up of students is actually quite unique. Sure, there's always the kinds of internship opportunities for one or two interns here or there at stations like the one that I currently work at, but to have a radio station in a community like Moorhead that trains students the way that it does, well, that is worth every penny raised during this membership drive. So I hope that you'll join me and many others who are showing their support this week with a financial gift of any amount. And that's the beauty of this business model. You decide the amount that works for you, and that's what you give. We're not asking for a fixed price like your cable company or phone company. And it's that show of support, whatever amount works for you, that powers the national and local news, information, arts, sports, music, and opportunities that Moorhead State Public Radio delivers every single day.
Take it from Tyler. You can call and support us right now at 783-2001, 783-2001, or online on our secure website. It's WMKY.org. Braxton Howard has sports for you in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR is provided by St. Clair Regional.
Hello, I'm Ricky Watts, a nursing director at St. Clair Regional. We are currently looking to hire empathetic, compassionate, registered nurses to join our team. Nursing is more than just a profession at St. Clair Regional. We have new RN rates and benefit packages, and we're growing. More information can be found at St. Clair Regional's website, st-clair.org.
WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Major League Baseball playoffs continue this evening with two games. First on the slate is the Houston Astros in New York to battle the Yankees. After getting a win last night behind home runs from Aaron Judge and Todd Frazier, the Yankees will look to win another this evening to tie up the series at two games apiece. That game is set to get started here in about 15 minutes. In the second game of the day, the Chicago Cubs welcome the LA Dodgers to town for Game 3 of the NLDS. Despite losing the first two games of the series in LA, Cubs manager Joe Maddon still has a lot of faith in his club.
Of course, we wanted to win one of those two, but we're not. We're coming back. We won't be
phase in the sense that, oh my God, this is a dire situation. We can't do this kind of thing. We've had some tough losses before that we're able to bounce back from. It's a challenge. It's a great challenge. And we'll have our fans. We'll be in our wonderful ballpark and see what happens.
First pitch for that game is set for 9 p.m. And preparing for Saturday's homecoming battle against Stetson, Morehead State football coach Rob Tenier is focusing on tuning up the Eagles' defense. That group is allowing 309 yards on the ground per game this season, and Tenier says enough is enough.
Right now, our rush defense is terrible, and we've got to be better in that area. That needs to be fixed, and then we need to address that here this week. And so that's going to be a priority.
Tenier says he and defensive coordinator Zach Moore will be reviewing personnel and schematic issues in an effort to solve the problem. The good news is Stetson has rushed for an average of only 52 yards a game this season. The Kentucky football team is rested and refreshed after having a bye week. Coach Mark Stoops says having a week off from game action was very, very beneficial to his 5-1 Wildcats.
We're banged up. There's probably a few guys that wouldn't have been able to play last week, so I think that's helpful. I really don't want to get into specifics on those guys, but there was a couple starters that probably wouldn't have played last week. So, you know, that's good. But overall, we're wore down and beat up a little bit.
UK will attempt to add to its 3-1 SEC mark this Saturday when it plays at Mississippi State. Round County football coach Kelly Ford says his 2-7 Vikings are bouncing back after their 61-7 loss at top-ranked Johnson Central last Friday. Ford says taking on the unbeaten defending state champions on their home turf was an important experience for his young and rebuilding team.
Yeah, man, it's one of the greatest atmosphere of football you're ever going to play in. And I think our kids, they enjoy being in that type of environment and learn how the environment really is of a state championship team and how they work to get there. And they've seen a lot of positives over there, even though, you know, the flip side of the scoreboard. But we also learned a lot from that loss.
With a Class 4A playoff berth on the line, the Round football team closes out the regular season on Friday at home against East Carter. Both squads are 1-3 in district play. Louisville's acting head basketball coach could make up to $1 million this season. After being named to replace Rick Pitino recently, a spokeswoman for the UofL Athletics Board yesterday announced that David Padgett's one-year deal will include payments for coaching and public relations appearances.
The term of the employment agreement shall be for a period of 12 months from September 29th, 2017 to September 29th, 2018.
Padgett will also be eligible for bonuses that could push his compensation up to $1 million. The 2017-18 NBA season tips off tonight with two games. The Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Boston Celtics first at 8 o'clock. With the Cavs trading Kyrie Irving to the Celtics for Isaiah Thomas earlier this summer, both rosters have almost been completely rebuilt. Cavs forward LeBron James, though, says he may look rebuilt to fans as well.
I was at the gym so much this summer, improving my mind, improving my body, improving my game. And it's pretty, it's a little scary to see how much I improved, and even at this juncture of my career.
And the night game, the Houston Rockets, who added all-star point guard Chris Paul in the offseason, take on the defending champions Golden State at 10:30. A change could be coming to the NBA and college basketball's one-and-done rule. Speaking on ESPN this week, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he thinks it's time to look into a potential change to that rule.
I think something has to change. You know, as I've said before, it's clearly not working for the college game. You know, college coaches have said that several times. I think from our standpoint, if the players in that 1 year of college aren't getting the kind of development we'd like to see them get coming into the NBA, aren't playing in the NCAA tournament, aren't competing against top-notch competition, I think we have to take a step back and figure out whether we're better off taking those players at a younger age.
Silver says his biggest concern with the system is that the players are not getting the proper development in their 1 year in college, noting that both Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz, the last two number one picks in the draft, did not make the NCAA tournament in their lone year in college basketball. Finally, in sports, things get real for the Round County soccer teams as they begin 16th region tournament action tonight. The 12-5-2 Lady Vikings will be at Russell High School at 8 o'clock to face Boyd County, which blanked Greenup County last night 3-0. Round coach Alan Evans says this year's regional tournament is there for the taking.
Just, you know, who's playing the best, who's healthy. The planets have to align for you. Everyone has to be healthy, and then you got to play at that high-level game. But I think Russell has a little bit of the advantage with the region being at Russell.
As for the Round Boys, they play East Carter at 6 o'clock in Grayson. The Vikings edge the Raiders 2-1 during the regular season. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Morehead State University welcomes friends and alumni for homecoming weekend. Soccer hosts Belmont at 6 p.m. on Friday, and football faces Stetson on 1 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials rose above the 23,000 mark for the first time on an intraday basis today, finishing just shy of that with a gain of 40.48 at 22,997.44. The S&P 500 was up 1.72 at 2559.36, and that would be new all-time closing highs for both the Dow and S&P 500. The NASDAQ was down 0.35 to finish at 6623.66. The 30-stock Dow Index reached the milestone of 23,000 just 76 days after first topping 22,000, and if the Dow should close above 23,000 tomorrow, it would mark the fourth fastest 1,000-point increase in the index's long history on a closing basis, according to Standard & Poor's. Boeing and Caterpillar were the two biggest point contributors on the Dow since August the 2nd, when the index first broke above 22,000. They added 142 points and 121 points, respectively, and both stocks have had a stellar year, with Boeing up 66% and Caterpillar up 41%. Home Depot and Goldman Sachs have contributed 97 and 87 points, respectively, to the Dow's latest 1,000-point run as well. In the news today, United Health reported a stronger-than-expected quarterly profit and raised its full-year adjusted earnings forecast. This was helped by growth across all of its business, it was helped by growth across all of its different businesses, and shares of the largest U.S. health insurer rose over 5% to an all-time high. Johnson & Johnson also reported better-than-expected quarterly results, driven by its pharmaceutical business and its recent acquisition of Swiss biotech Actelion and other businesses, and the company stock rose more than 3% and also hit an all-time high. Goldman Sachs stock slipped 2.6%. It briefly traded higher after its third-quarter earnings and revenue beat Wall Street expectations. Fixed income revenue dropped, but it was still a little bit better than had been anticipated. And also among the big banks, J.P. Morgan touched an all-time high earlier in the day before it also rolled over to close with a modest loss. In the commodities markets today, oil continued its strong ways with a gain of 0.25% to finish at $52 a barrel. Gold was down over 1% to finish at $1,288.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down slightly, with the Stock 600 index down 0.25%. In the Far East, stocks were mixed, as the Nikkei was up 0.38% and the Shanghai Composite was down 0.15%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were United Health and Johnson & Johnson, while the worst performers were Goldman Sachs and GE. In the S&P 500, the best performers were W.W. Grainger and PG&E, and the worst performers were Coty and Xylem. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 34 cents at $66.62, Marathon Petroleum up 78 cents at $56.50, Valvoline up a penny at $24.04, AK Steel down 3 cents at $5.66, AEP up 9 cents at $73.21, and CSX was up $1.39 to finish at $54.23. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Ellen Barnett, Braxton Howard, Sean Delaney, Jacob Lindberg, and Cody Robinson. Also KNN's Suzanne Duvall and Will Clark, and WUKY's Josh James with our feature commentary today, MSPR alum Tyler Klein. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Brian Courtney and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Arlo Barnett, WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.